All right, welcome back here to coverage of high school baseball on KJN. Cam picking up the 4-3 win over St. Albert, heading to the state tournament. And we're now with Deshaun Carr here after the game. And, man, another big play for you here at the end of the game. You had it on Saturday night with the big throw in to get the out at home plate, and now you make the big catch to end the game.
Yeah. I mean, I just judged the ball right, almost tripped, but I caught it. Another almost cramp incident here, but came out on top, and it looked pretty good.
Yeah, it looked like it was a tough one a little bit to judge at first. It was a well-hit ball, pretty deep, but you got settled, it looked like, right at the last moment underneath it.
Yeah, it was really high. That was a really nice hit by him. I'll give it to him. But I just had the beat on it. First step's always back, coach says, and it was good.
Well, kind of the same story again for you guys here tonight. You got off to an early lead. You played confident throughout the game, it seemed like, and you guys really never got rattled.
Oh, yeah. We came in here saying that everyone comes in 0-0 here, so anyone has a chance, so we proved that we could, you know, stay on top and do what we had to do.
Well, obviously, it's got to be a great feeling. First time as a Cam school district, you get to go to the state baseball tournament. What's the feeling like from everybody?
It's so surreal. Like, that's just crazy, yeah. I'm just glad that I get to be on the team that did it.
Yeah. Well, you're headed to state here. We won't know for a little bit who your guys are matched up against, but enjoy this moment here, and we look forward to covering you guys here as you move on.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks a lot. That's Deshaun Carr here after the game, making the big catch there in center field to end the ball game as Marcus Doherty came on to pitch, and Carr moved over again to center and had to make another big play here in this one. We'll take another break here, and we'll come back and track somebody else down here. This is coverage of high school baseball on KJN. Back here to coverage of high school baseball on KJM. We're listening now here as Coach Dan Doherty speaks here after the game.
There with an error.
Yeah.
The errors were probably the difference in the game.
Yeah, they were. They were. I mean, and you know, that's what we said coming in, though. We've said that. You know, you put the bat on the ball, make a play, you know, instead of striking out. You know, any catcher can catch a third strike. You know, we got to put the bat on the ball, make them field it, make them make the throws. So that was just good.
In that scenario, two on, two down, second and third, up by one, did you like your chances at that point? Or when you're weighing the probabilities in your head, what's going through your mind?
Well, when it was first and second, and the Rice kid up, Pelder said, you think about walking? I said, I don't want to put the go-ahead run on second base. And he swung first pitch and popped it up, you know. So, man, that was a big out. We about ran into each other, but at least we made the play. I don't know. Marcus just came in and threw strikes. Yeah, he's not overpowering, but he did what we needed to do, so that was awesome.
And how about Carr, big play again here. It's two games in a row. He had to make a huge play in center.
Yeah. Maybe he should play there all the time. I don't know. Yeah, when that first went up, I thought, well, that's a can of corn, but it just kept carrying and carrying and carrying, and then he had to make a little leap for it at the end there. So, anyway.
Well, yeah, that's the important part. He caught it. I'm sure you've already been asked this, but the feeling, the reaction, they able to get Cam as a program to the state baseball tournament.
No, it's huge. And I told him yesterday at practice, I said, don't go in there, you know, intimidated. I mean, I said, picture the celebration we're going to have when we get that final out this time compared to what we did in the district finals. So I think I really didn't know what to expect with three freshmen on the infield. I didn't know, but yeah, I don't. They didn't act like they were nervous, so yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, and that's the other thing. Just like the other games that you guys have played here in the postseason, you got out early, and it looked like everybody was calm and comfortable.
Yep, I think that's a big part of it is to get out ahead early, and then we're not pressing, you know, to try and get base hit, get base runners, you know. So, yeah. We live to play another day.
Yeah. Well, you said this was going to be fun, and I'm sure it's going to be a lot more fun being able to step on the field at Principal Park. I don't think these guys are going to have anything to hold back. They're just going to go up, play, and have fun.
See, we played there last year. We played Martinsville there last year in a regular season game, and we could have played there again this year. But, let's earn our way back this year. And they did, so.
Awesome. Yeah, fun to see the celebration, Coach. Congratulations.
Right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, that's Cam head coach Dan Doherty here after the ball game. We'll take another break and come back and speak with you a little bit more here as Cam wins it in the sub-state final 4-3 over St. Albert. This is high school baseball on KJN. Welcome back to coverage of high school baseball here on KJN. 4-3 win here for the Cam Cougars over St. Albert. They're headed to the state tournament at Principal Park in Des Moines. We'll know later where they end up here, and we are after the game here, and we're going to catch up now here with Thomas Hensley, the starting pitcher here tonight for the Cougars. Thomas, again, just like the other night, looked like early in the game you got comfortable, and you're throwing strikes, and another 9 strikeouts for you. Looked like you felt pretty good.
Yeah, I did feel good. Not as good as last night. I mean, my curveball, it really wasn't working tonight, so I had to rely more on my fastball. And towards the end, I started to lose my velocity, and Marcus, he came in for me, and he did a great job. He's done that the last 2 games, and even with people on base and no outs, and he gets out of it. And it's great.
Well, you guys have been in pretty intense moments here in the end of these last 2 games, but it seems like it doesn't really faze you. You've been able to get over it and make the play you need to.
Yeah, we've definitely stepped up. Definitely our defense. We've stepped up, and we haven't let the pressure get to us quite yet. And that's what you got to do in these big games. You got to find a way to win.
Well, I guess talk about a little bit some of your other teammates. And, of course, Carr, again, it's 2 nights in a row that he's got to make big plays. He makes the throw to home on Saturday night to get the out and then makes the final out here.
Yeah, it was a far hit ball. It just kept carrying, and he ran it all the way down and caught it. It was just a great catch.
Well, and similar to the other night, too, I talked to a coach about this, too, that you get out early, you get some runs on the board, and it seems like you guys are comfortable. You settle in early.
Oh, yeah, definitely as a pitcher, makes the pitcher feel way more comfortable getting runs early in the game. It makes you relax a lot more. So, yeah, getting runs early, he really stressed that, and we did that, which was good for me and for the team. And, yeah, it helped us in the long run.
Well, I know you pushed into a little bit of a leadership role here for this team in multiple sports, and it's got to feel great to be a part of this team that's making it to the state tournament.
Oh, yeah, it's great. First team in CAM history to ever make it, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Well, congratulations. It's a lot of fun to watch you here tonight, Thomas, and we look forward to see how it goes here at Principal Park.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's Thomas Hensley here after the game.